Rabbi Akiva Darash, but what was the assumption of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva also saw Matat sitting like that. Darash Hashem Tzevakot Shemo. He remembered Malach Hashem Tzevakot, an angel of Hashem Tzevakot. That angel Matat, he was just an angel of Hashem Tzevakot. What it means Hashem Tzevakot? What's the meaning of that name? Otu Batzava Shelo. So what if I saw someone sits? It's one of the soldiers of Hashem. This is it, Hashem Tzevakot. He's got a lot of angels, he's got a lot of soldiers that serves him, that running for him, that flying for him, that doing whatever he is telling them to do. Rabbi Akiva was very simple. His faith was very, very simple. He saw something, he wasn't checking and explaining and investigating. He was just bringing it into his vessels. Rav Shalom said once that why he achieved more than all of the rest of the students of Rav Berland, because that he had that ability to take those very high words of Rav Berland and to bring them into his own place, into his level, and not to try always to climb to reach the place that Rav Berland is holding. This is something that, mamash, it's one of the most important things in the world. Every man, every woman, everyone in this world is going through difficulties, through questions and doubts. And if you are going to start investigating and checking, he's just going to be dragged after those things to distance, to places that he will never going to be able to go out from those places at all. You have to learn how to stop thinking, how not to investigate, how not to check at all, just to throw his wisdom and to believe in Hashem Yitzvarach, and to say, this is all Hashem, this is what that Hashem wants. And you have to learn that ability, to develop that good custom of throwing everything from your mind and just running to hide under the wings of Hashem Yitzvarach, because no one can understand Hashem. No one can understand. There are very hard questions, but we don't have that issue to ask. The issue that we have is just to ask from Hashem Yitzvarach, what can I do for you? Not Hashem, what are you doing for me? What are you doing with this world? Questions on Hashem Yitzvarach, Lama Yomru Bagoyim? Why the non-Jews going to ask? Lama Yomru Bagoyim? Why? Why there was the Holocaust, why that baby is sick, why that woman, she just, I don't know what, why? All of those questions, why? Yomru Bagoyim, the non-Jews going to say. People that don't have faith in the Creator. But us, v'anachnu, v'anachnu mvarech ya. We're going to bless Hashem. V'anachnu mvarech ya. V'anachnu ma, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, we are what? We are nothing. We're just asking Hashem, Baruch, what can I do for you? We're just blessing Hashem. I don't remember the name of that tzaddik, but his students came to him and asked him, in which Ana Hashem, you should, in the Hallel, you should have more intention, to be more concentrated, to ask with more power, if in Ana Hashem Oshiana or in Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Please Hashem help me, or please Hashem help me to succeed. In which of those, you know? So he said, in Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Please Hashem, I'm your slave. In that you need to focus. To be the slave of Hashem. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Please make me your slave. Let me serve you, Hashem. With no questions. With no questions at all. So he saw something that was very weird and mamash against all logic. It's written that no one can sit in heaven, that everyone in heaven standing, and no one is tired, and no one is sitting in front of Hashem. And suddenly he sees someone huge, illuminating, that is sitting. So it's a question to someone that asks questions. To someone that doesn't ask, it's not a question. Rabbi Akiva Darash, Otu Batzava Shelo, it's a soldier, he's serving Hashem. What do I care now? He sits, he doesn't sit. It's not my issue at all. It's all Hashem. It's what Hashem wants that him going to sit. Actually, why he had that ability, that Authorization.
Permission.
To sit. Why? Because he was writing the merits of Am Yisrael. That's the job of the biggest angel in heaven. He's sitting and writing the merits of Am Yisrael, the Zchuyot. So then, in that time, he allows to sit. Why? Why needs to sit? Or he cannot stand up and write it when he's standing? Mm-hmm. A lot of merits to Am Yisrael. A lot of merits. And this is why. צריך הרב שיהיה לו שני בחינות אלו. The rabbi have to have those two aspects. בחינות מלאך, the aspects of an angel, היינו מתת, ובחינות השם צבקות. And also to have the aspect of השם צבקות. He needs to be like an angel, and he needs to be like השם צבקות. וזהו דומה למלאך השם צבקות. He looks like two things. He looks like an angel, and he looks like Hashem Tzevakot. What it means that a man, a rabbi, have that ability, that he can be like an angel, and he can be like Hashem Tzevakot. In Hashem Tzevakot, we don't have no ability to understand nothing. It's all blocked for us. We cannot understand Hashem Yitbarach at all. The angel of Hashem Yitbarach, even though that is very, very high, still you can see him, still you can understand him, still you can understand that he is a messenger of Hashem Yitbarach. So, of course, that a rabbi, a holy man, a righteous man, a leader of Am Yisrael, he will be totally different than the public. He will be very, very far away from them. In one aspect, he's going to be a student of Hashem Yitbarach, and in one aspect, he's going to be Hashem Yitbarach. He's going to be Hashem Yitbarach for you. I remember that once I made it bodedut in a very special way. I can share it with you, that maybe if you will want to try that also, maybe it will do good for you also. It's not for the regular 1 hour of it bodedut that we're doing, because over there we have too many obligations. But if you have a little bit more time, you can spend time with Hashem. When it's written in the Gemara that the prophecy of Yeshayahu Anavi and Yechezkel Anavi, actually they had the same prophecy, but each and every one of them saw a different side vision. One of them was from the city, so he saw Hashem dressed like a king that sits in his palace, and one of them was in the farm, so in farm boy. So he saw Hashem Yitbarach in a different way. So actually, the way that you receive the light of Hashem, it depends in your vessels, in who that you are, in your character, in your experiences. So even when Hashem Yitbarach is talking to you, if Hashem is sending you messages, if both of us are going to stand in the same place, for you it's going to be a message, and for me it won't be a message. And really Hashem will not going to talk to me through that thing, and to you He will. So I sat one time, and I decided that I'm going to write a dialogue, a conversation between me and Hashem. And I wasn't even thinking that really Hashem is answering to me through my handwriting. Just I was answering for Hashem. So I really mean that. I sat and I wrote my thoughts, my questions, and I answered for Hashem Yitbarach. I really didn't. It's not imagination. I just, because every one of us have light inside of Hashem Yitbarach, that you're expressing it in your Hitbodeduyot, when Hashem is answering to you, when you feel that Hashem is with you in the Hitbodeduyot. Actually, it's when you listen to your own words in the Hitbodeduyot. Hashem is answering to you in your Hitbodedut, in your own words. It's not that suddenly you hear the voice of Hashem Yitbarach. We're not using drugs, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Just Baruch Hashem, you can feel that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. So I was writing something like that. I was asking Hashem, why are you doing this? And I answered, from the side of Hashem, and why Hashem is this? And it was a very nice conversation. When you're writing things, a lot of times it's very easy to stand on what that you have in your hand. And it's what to do, when it's only words, so if you're flying from one issue to the other. But when you're writing, you can concentrate. And then the Hashem answered to me in a certain way. And I told, so I wrote for him, I answered to him, I told him, it's like what the Tarav is saying to me. It's your answer to me like the Tarav is answering to me. It's the same answer of Harav. So then Hashem answered to me, Ani Harav, I am Harav. And then it fell for me. Mamash, I saw that very clearly, that all of that wisdom that we're talking about, to cancel ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach, Harav done that. The righteous people, they made it. They're over there. And they're not exist anymore. So what can you see? You can see the light of Hashem Yitbarach through their filter, but you can see Hashem Yitbarach. It's coming through the filter of Harav Shalom. You can see the books, Garden of Faith, Garden of Emunah, Garden of Wisdom, all of those books, it's Harav. You can see Harav Shalom's face in that book. If there was a different tzaddik that would write, it would be a different book, totally different book. So there is the filter of Harav. It's the mouth of Aaron going to be your mouth, Hashem is saying to Moshe. There is a certain way of putting things. Even it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu in the book Kochve Or, from Rabbi Avram ben Rab Nachman, that the Torah looks like that it is because that Moshe wrote it. Even though that it was all words of Hashem Yitbarach, Moshe had a certain character. He was a person. He had his ishiyut, personality. And he wrote the Torah. He brought down the Torah. So it got with a certain tone, a certain color that was belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. So when you have a Rav, someone like that, when you listen to him, someone that really you believe in him, someone that you need to cancel yourself to him, like that you hear Dvar Hashem, like that the Mishnah is saying to us, that the honor that you should honor your rabbi, it's like Mora Shamayim, it's like you're honoring Hashem in Barach. So it means that you have someone to honor, really he brings heaven to you. You cannot reach heaven, you have to have a middleman. You have to have someone that's going to bring you to those places, to those areas that are very, very far from you. This is that righteous man. He's got that aspect that he is Hashem Tzvakot. This is Hashem Tzvakot. Also, each and every one of us have to have that also inside of him. For an example, it's written that every fruit, we know that every fruit is got a klipa, a husk, a peel. Shell, peel. And it's protecting the fruit from birds, from animals, from other things. So also the rabbi, so also the righteous man, he's got a peel. He's got to have a peel. And what is that peel? It's his students. So actually, when you're looking at yourself, you are a klipa, you're a peel. You're guarding your rabbi. Your job is to watch over the rabbi, that nothing bad is going to happen to him, spiritually and physically. This is who that you are. So what's your job? When a Rav is rejecting someone, when he's pushing away someone, he's not pushing him away. He's pushing the husks away. You need to be strong to hold yourself attached to the fruit itself. Like an orange. When you're peeling an orange, there is part of the peel that stays stuck, connected to the fruit. And you're eating it also. There are fruits that the peel is connected to the fruit. Even in the Hersei Plachim, the slices of the orange, they have a thin peel that covers them. And you eat it. You're not going to peel that. You're not going to remove that. This is the aspect of a peel that you should be as a student. You know that you are a klipa. You know that you're not part of the fruit. But you need to cancel yourself all of the time to the fruit. And then if you have the merit, when there is that test, when there is that that the time that Arav is rejecting, that you're going to stay close to Arav, even though that he's rejecting. I told you that once, that one time Arav Shalom gave a shiur in the yeshiva, and he said in that shiur it was a very strong rebuke, very, very hard, strong rebuke to the Avrechim. And he said, this is it, from now on. He said, you're hurting me, you're not honoring me, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're not listening to me. Very hard conversation. In the end of that conversation, he said, this is it. I'm not allowing none of you to go, to come to talk to me, to approach. No one's going to walk after me. No one's going to come to me. No one's going to knock on my door. No one. Not to call me, not to talk to me. Nothing. Don't talk to me anymore. And he stood up in the middle of the class. All of the Avrechim were terrified, and Rav is walking away. Everyone went to the sides to clear away for Rav that is walking. No one dared to do nothing. One of the Avrechim went after Rav, after that crazy shiur. And he went, Rav went inside his room to his office. That Avrech stopped the door from closing, opened the door, went with Rav inside to the room, and locked the door on both of them.
Wow.
Rav felt that there is someone after him. He turned over to him. He's looking to him and he's saying to him, what are you doing here? So that Avrech told him, Rav, is it truth what did you just said? If I have problems, not to come to talk to you? So Rav answered to him, the one that's going to be brazen more, he's going to achieve more. Mi sheyeh lo yoter azut, hu yizkeh yoter. This is the answer. He had to do that. He had to reject. He had to reject the ones that don't have the merit to stay. The ones that are coming only to whine and to cry on money issues. The ones that are coming that are going to solve the problems in Shalom Bayit and going to explain to their wives that they need to honor their husbands. And I don't know what. All of them, Arav had to reject them. But the ones that really wants to get closer to Hashem, the ones that really wants to get closer to Arav, nothing in the world going to reject them. Nothing. Because it all depends in your will. If you have a strong will, nothing. And davar omed bifnei ratzon. And in spirituality, a man should pray on the highest, highest, highest things of them all. You want to save Am Yisrael? Why are you stopping yourself? You want to, I don't know what, to really to be holy, to be pure, to be kosher, to be Talmid Chacham, to have the knowledge of all of the Torah, Kula. You want to save souls, you want to help people, you want to bring Shalom Bayit. Pray on that. Pray on that and don't stop. If you're stopping, it means that you don't really want that. Things that you want, you're doing. Things that you don't do, means that you don't want to do. Bederech she'adam rotze lelech, molichin otam. In the path that a man wants to walk, they're leading him to walk, supporting him to walk in that path. If now you're drowning and you're going low and everything is weak and you're tired, this is what that really you want. It's hard maybe to admit. Maybe it's hard to admit how lazy you are. Maybe it's hard for you to admit that you're a liar, that you love to eat, that you love to eat in the middle of the night also, that you hate to wake up early, that you rather to sleep until 10. It's hard to admit. And there are a lot of things that are harder even to admit. But you love them. You choose those things. Even if it's bad things. Even if your wife is insulting you or that life is insulting you. Mm-hmm. Even if you have bad things in your life and you poor and you don't have money, you really want that. Maybe you hate yourself. Maybe you don't forgive yourself. Maybe you believe that you need to punish yourself. You're causing your life to look like that they are. Because בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך מוליכין אותו. I told you that once also. Amazing stories, you need to tell them more than once. That there was one person that came to the Rabbanit Yemima. And he was a general in the army. He came with his uniform and he came to the place of the Rabbanit Yemima, standing like that. And he doesn't believe. And he came to find more proofs that all of the rabbis and rabbitsons are liars. And he's standing like that. And she's looking. And she told him, You know why you're a general? Why you invest all of your time in the army? You know all of your life why you're doing that? So, say no. Why? What? So she told him. She told him, when you were 2 years old, when your brother, he was 3 years old, your elder brother was 3 years old, he had a birthday. And for his birthday, they brought him a birthday cake with three candles. And everyone were surrounding the table, and you were standing on one of the seats. And when he came to blow the candles, you done that before of him. And you turned his candles off. And he was very insulted, and he was crying, and everyone were laughing. And everyone said that you were so cute, that you were a brat, that you were doing that, and everyone was smiling to you, but he hated you in that day. He was so angry at you, and you apologized to him, but he didn't forgive you. And you felt that he doesn't forgive you. And from that day and on, you were just putting all of your powers to please your brother, to make him forgive you. And all of your career, to going to the army, to be a katsin, to be general in the army, all of that, you're just doing it because you want your brother to appreciate you, to see that you're good, to see that he one day going to accept you. You don't really want to be in those places. So you can see from that people can take all of their lives, to take themselves to places that are not belong to them at all. He's just trying to make his brother to forgive him on that stupid thing that he made when he was 2 years old. And his brother doesn't remember that, and no one remembers that, and he's stuck with it. Those things you can only, mamash, only if you're checking yourself, or if you have the merit to meet righteous people, tzaddikim, that also it's your tikkun that they're going to tell you. Me, myself, I went to Arab a lot of times, and he almost never told me, you know, things. Even though that he can see, he never told me about my neshama, things, these small things, but not to tell me which Gilgul I am from, what I was doing in different life. He's not revealing. There are people that they can, I know one person that Arab came to him one day, told him yesterday night, I had a dream. He told him that in Shabbos morning. He told him, Arab told him, yesterday night I had a dream about you, and they told me from heaven that I need to tell you. And he started to open things for him. Just that you're going to know, it's the same Avrech that walked after Arab to his arm. It's the same Avrech. Arab opened for him. Arab told him that. So, actually, it's not a must that you're going to know those details. But if really you want to solve things inside of yourself, there are people that they're afraid what other people are going to tell them, what other people are going to think about them. There are people that they afraid from success. There are people that afraid to confront with their parents. There are people that afraid to get married. There are people, everyone, only with it but the dut of spending time with Hashem. Conversations with Hashem Yitbarach, asking Hashem Yitbarach, who am I, Hashem? Let me know myself. What's going on in my life? Why I'm so afraid? Why I'm so afraid? Why I'm so afraid for making money? Why I'm so afraid to invest powers in something? Why I'm so afraid from women? Why I'm so afraid for my children? Why I'm so afraid for myself? Why everyone? And those things you can learn only in Hidbodedut, and 1 hour is not enough. Only in long conversations with Hashem, that not doesn't mean to waste time in the field, to go and to be a hippie, and then to walk and I don't know what to do. It means that you need to want to learn who you really are, to investigate, to check, to clarify. If you need to write, you're writing. If you need to sing, you're singing. If you need to think, you're thinking. If you need to shout, you're shouting. If you need to cry, you're crying. Whatever you need, whatever you feel, you let yourself go. You let yourself be. You let your neshama shine. You try to believe in yourself that you have neshama, that you have light inside of yourself. And you're talking to yourself about yourself. You're opening yourself to yourself. You're looking. It's a lot cheaper than every therapist that you can find, even through Hadassah, through Kupot Cholim. They're not going to give you cheap, like it would do. It's all free, mamash. Best answers. So our job is to cancel ourselves. And you cannot cancel yourself to Hashem, because you don't know Hashem. You have to cancel yourself to your rabbi. You have to cancel yourself to the righteous man of the generation. It's Rabbi Nachman Breslev. You don't know Rabbi Nachman Breslev. Where can you find him? You're going to Uman, you see a huge stone, wonderful, Matzeva. They're telling you that Rabbi Nachman Breslev is over there. You feel something in the air. You're saying, all right, probably there's something. Really, you don't know where the plug, where to put yourself into. Rav Shalom told us that once he went and he made a long itbodedut. Long itbodedut, it means something over 8 hours, 9 hours, 16 hours, you don't know. It means long itbodedut, over there on the Tzion. And he said to Hashem only, to Rabbeinu, he said only, Rabbi tiftachli, Rabbi tiftachli, Rabbi open for me, Rabbi open for me. And he said that he was doing that for hours, just begging, Rabbeinu tiftach li, Rabbeinu open for me, Rabbeinu open for me, Rabbeinu open the door. Because Rabbeinu said that to his daughter that when he's going to pass away, it's like he's going to be like that, he's behind the wall, behind the door. And she can talk. So Rav was standing and begging, open the door. And he said that Rabbeinu opened finally. He didn't say what he saw, what happened. He said in different times that he saw Rabbeinu, but not on that time. In that time he said that finally Rabbeinu opened. So you need to do that. You're not in Uman. You need to do that in the field. You have someone that the neshama is in his hands. You have Moshe Rabbeinu. You think that with Moshe Rabbeinu you cannot talk. You think with your forefathers you cannot talk to them. You think that with the Baba Sali, with Rav Kook, with all of the righteous people, you cannot talk to them. Rabbi Aaron Mibels, Rabbi Aaron Mikarlin, you think you cannot, they're not here. They're here. With all of Tanaim, Rabbi Meir Balanes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you can talk to them, they're with you. They're with you. You need to have that simple faith that they're with you. And then you need to talk and to talk and to talk and to talk. And to break all of the walls and all of the stoppings and all of the mini altar. To jump above everything. To cancel yourself from this world. Rabbeinu said it's very good that the man is going to get used to not to eat too much, not to sleep too much, not to do all things of regular life. Because you need to prepare yourself for the world to come. A man that always was eating and hearing music and always, all of the time he was occupied, in the world to come he doesn't know what to do with himself. He's suffering. In grave you're alive. You're lying in grave, you have Dalet Amot apartment, and this is it. Rav Shalom said once, if you haven't learned how to do Hitbodedut, what are you going to do over there? There is nothing else to do. You don't even have your books with you. You can just scream for Hashem Yitbarach. This is the only thing you can do. You need to get used to that. Yesterday, one of the Avrachim told me that there is that attitude in the world that people are afraid to talk about the world to come, about death, about the trial, what's going to be. And he said that people are really afraid of that. It's written in all of the Sifrei Musar that this is what that a man needs to do every day, to think, to remember the day of his death and the trial that's going to be. But people are afraid to do that. People start to think about it. And so, Baruch Hashem, that both of us together, we realized that it's only because people are not really connected to all of that issue of tefillah, of itbodedut. When people are thinking about things that they're afraid of them, it's only because they don't know how to deal with them. You're afraid of death. Why are you afraid of death? What's going to be? You don't know. So you don't know how to deal. But if you're going to pray on it, if you're going to tell Hashem Yitbarach all of your fears, all of your anxieties, so Hashem is going to help you. The only reason why people are afraid to look deep inside. One time that question been asked to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. One of the people came to him and asked him, why all of the time you Breslevers are rebuking and talking about death and punishments and that a man needs to judge himself. Why are you talking? So Rabbi David Yitzchak Wendler answered to him, why are you asking me? Go ask Pirkei Avot. Open Pirkei Avot. You know what's written in Pirkei Avot. You should remember where you're coming from and where you're going to and what's going to be with you and Judgment Day, and you should know that they're going to judge you, and it's written. And he said, in Pirkei Avot, you're going to see. And this is the biggest Sefer Musar of all of Am Yisrael. So this is the way that and also he told him in the Gemara, open Gemara, you're going to see, this is the way that Chachamim was reminding themselves all of the time they were talking about. You can find it in the Gemara all of the time. Chachamim was talking about it. You need to remember. You're not allowed to forget. But when you're not connected to something that gives you power, like the tefillah, the tefillah le'el chayai, the tefillah to Hashem Yitbarach, this is my life. This is what it gives you life, the tefillah. Tefillah le'el chayai, this is what gives you life, the tefillah. Gilo al alechem levado yichya adam, not only on the bread the man gonna live, kim al kol motza pi Hashem, just only on the word that comes out from the mouth of Hashem. What mouth of Hashem? What things? Which words gonna come out? It's your tefillot. Like we say, Hashem sfatai tiftach, upi agil tehilatecha. That you're asking for Hashem Yitbarach to be able to talk. When you're praying to Hashem Yitbarach, you're reviving yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing 40 days and 40 nights and praying and praying and praying. And after it, he done that another two times. Standing and not eating and not drinking, just praying. So when you're doing that, so the tefillah is illuminating your life. It gives you power to deal with all of your fears, with all of your anxieties, with all of your bad habits. And suddenly you find yourself dealing. And like that we said before, the success, it's not to succeed, to be after it. The verse in Tehillim is saying, "Lamavet totzaot." Results you're going to see after death. Result, we're not looking for result. You're looking for results, so you're looking for the trial. We don't look for results. We're looking for effort. We're looking for success. Our real success is our attachments to Hashem Yitbarach. If you attach yourself today to Hashem Yitbarach again, you succeed that day. If you attach yourself in tzitzit, you attach yourself in tzitzit, you achieved something. If through tefillin, through tefillat shmona esre, through birkat hamazon, every attachment that you made, it's eternal success. You touched Hashem in that moment, and that moment will never gonna disappear. It will stay for you and it's going to illuminate your world to come. And if you made it out of joy, out of happiness, means that really you made it with faith, it's also going to illuminate your life today. This is that wonderful secret of Hitbodedut. Again and again. There is nothing else to talk about. What do you want to talk about? Let's talk. You have questions? You want to talk about something else? Weather? It's cold. This is it. Finished. You know when the rain gonna come? No one knows. Snow? No one knows. An expert of weather in the area of Jerusalem said that the snow will not gonna catch when it starts snowing. He said, "No, it's an expert. They brought him, especially someone expert in the weather in the area of Jerusalem, Hare Yehuda." Where he's burying himself today, what is he doing with his life? Looking for a job. Looking for a job. If you know about a job for a poor guy that lost his job in the snow, there's a poor guy that lost his job during the snow. Someone told me that they said in the television that the amount of money that the state, the Medina, lost in the storm was 1 million shekel. 1 million shekel, it's the same amount that they took from Kitzbaot HaYeladim and Kitzbaot HaZkenim, from the money that was supposed to come to the old people and to the children.
And the Avrechim.
And the Avrechim. Yeah. The support from the Avrechim. The same amount that they kitzatzu, wow, that they took off 1 million shekel, this is the amount that they lost in that storm. We were having fun in this snowboarding.
Maybe the waterboarding is what I feel.
Hashem Yitbarach is with us. Always. So, the rabbi have that ability that he's showing two things. He's showing to you that he's like an angel, and he's showing to you that he's like Hashem Tzvakot. And then, if Shavala Nichnas, it can be that the one that enters when it karevelav and get closer to him, lekatzetz bintiot, he can uproot his plantings. A man can fail through that. You see that the righteous people are not canceling the free choice from us. They let us choose ourselves. If you're going to take the free choice from you, you ruined everything for you. From you. You have to choose for yourself. Even on living in Eretz Israel, that very important question, if to live in Eretz Israel, if to live outside of Eretz Israel, that people have doubts on all of those issues. This is something that there is no doubt about it, and still people are falling to that question so many times. The salvation of Am Israel can be only in Eretz Israel. There is no other way in the world that Am Israel can be saved in a different place in the world at all. No chance in the world. And I'm talking about your private salvation, and I'm talking about the general salvation of all of Am Israel. It cannot be in no other place except of the place that Hashem chose that it's going to be in. Hashem said Beit HaMikdash is going to be here. Hashem said that Mashiach is going to come to Zion, that the Torah is going to come out from Zion, that the righteous people of Zion, that the public of Zion, 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 Zion Tibaneh, Jerusalem is going to be rebuilt. But still, you cannot force no one. You can just share, you can just offer. Have a lot of Rachmanut on all of those people that are still not here with us. They think that Hashem Yitbarach is in a certain city, that it's better for them to have parnasa in LA or in Miami or in New York. Hashem is more strong over there, Hashem. Hashem is giving you parnasa more. Why? Can do whatever you do over here. Just going to pray on that. Hashem, when the daughter of Baal Shem Tov asked Baal Shem Tov, they were in Istanbul. She asked him, what are we going to do in Istanbul? We don't know no one over there. So he told her, the same one that gives us parnasa in Mejibuz, he's going to give us parnasa in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Think that Hashem going to leave you because he decided to go to Eretz Israel? How evil can we make him? Really? How evil? No. Now Hashem going to leave him because he decided to make Aliyah, to come to Eretz Israel. This is it. Hashem will not going to be with him anymore. Or that you don't have faith at all. Or that you just don't think enough. So start thinking. Really, Hashem going to leave you if you're going to go to Eretz Israel? I'm just going to be with you. Thank you very much.